From Silicon Valley, California, this is Fresh Dialogues. This week, Fresh Dialogues features celebrated tech leader Anne Winblatt, who founded Open Source Systems in 1975 with $500 and sold it 6 years later for over $15 million. She talks about drinking the Kool-Aid, green tech, and her close friendship with Bill Gates. Anne Winblatt is co-founder and managing director of San Francisco-based Hummer Winblatt Venture Partners. She's a highly respected software entrepreneur and technology leader with over 30 years in the software industry. Anne serves as a director of numerous software companies and is co-chair of Silicon Valley's SD Forum. Anne, thank you for joining me today on Fresh Dialogues.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me today.
Now, I want to jump back to Farmington, Minnesota, and talk about your early days as a little entrepreneur. One of your first jobs, I understand, was picking strawberries at age 7, and you also sewed Barbie doll clothes to sell. You were also a cheerleader and a brain. Can you talk about your childhood and how that laid the foundation for your pioneering reputation today, Anne?
In my father's family, my father, who is 85 today, was a high school basketball coach and a very winning coach. So he's a very focused, competitive guy, and my mom was a nurse, good compliment. We were very fortunate, I'm the oldest of six children, to have a very, very good public school system, even in our very small town. If we wanted to go to the movies or buy something a little extra, we had to figure out a way to earn that money. So we really understood the value of a dollar very early on because we didn't have many of them. And we became quite industrious, each of us, in how we would focus on both our education and our financial infrastructure independently. My strawberry picking job, I got 10 cents a pint, and I was only allowed to pick for a couple hours because I was 7 and it would get hot outside. And so I remember my first day, I was in first grade, and really sizing up those rows of strawberries to see how could I possibly optimize picking more pints. And the woman who owned the strawberry fields, Nina Hoffman, who hired me, my first employer, Mrs. Hoffman, she really didn't like that I started becoming over-efficient because you had to be very careful with those little strawberry plants. So I also learned that patience and focus is a very good balance with just overall efficiency. And that's served me well as an entrepreneur myself and working with other entrepreneurs, is that you really have to have a lot of focus on what you're trying to accomplish, but you also have to have a lot of patience in how you orchestrate your growth along the way.
I assume you didn't eat many of the strawberries as you were picking.
No, actually, one of the best things about that first job was that it was actually myself and my six-year-old sister, Mary, and I, who got the only picking jobs as children, that after we did our 2 hours of picking, we got to go to Nina's kitchen and have Kool-Aid and cinnamon rolls, which my mother didn't really like because we never had Kool-Aid and cinnamon rolls, especially in a combination. So if we had eaten those sugar-ripe strawberries in addition to that Kool-Aid and cinnamon roll, we would have been the most hyper children in the universe.
So you were just a little bit hyper?
Just a little bit hyper. So my mom asked Mrs. Hoffman if she could choose between just giving us either the Kool-Aid or the cinnamon rolls.